Well, the feelings I had in the past weren't the good feelings, you know what I mean? I did experience, as you say, relegation. So I did experience that with the club, and it wasn't a good situation to be in, you know, when you're relegated and you've got that on your CV and you see how the club's dropped, you know what I mean? How the attendances have dropped considerably, and you've got a club playing part-time football. Now, the situation now is we're a full-time club now. We've been a full-time club for a number of years. We want to stay that. We want to stay that way. So I can't really compare it to anything like that, because it's not been as bad as that. Certainly not as bad as it was in those days.
And when you're out and about in the street, I don't know if you spoke to any Kilmarnock fans. You get, what kind of vibe are they feeling right now?
Well, I speak to Kilmarnock fans on a day-to-day basis along here at Rugby Park and when I'm out the streets as well. Their feelings is a feeling like it's all, do you know what I mean? There's a feeling that we've all got to get behind the club, do you know what I mean? We've all got to secure this Premiership place. We've got to stay in the Premier League, and all the fans are speaking, and they're all positive about doing that, you know. Well, not say looking forward to the game, you know, but it is what it is, you know. We're in this situation because our form over the season has not been good enough, and it's up to the lads over the next couple of games to make sure that they are capable of staying in the league.
And we've spoke to some Kilmarnock fans as well today, and there seems to be a kind of sense of denial that they just don't believe that they're not going to be in the Premier League. Do you think that's sort of realistic?
Well, it's a realistic situation because you've got two games to make sure they are in the Premier League. I mean, these are two important games, and probably two of the biggest games that the players will face in their career, you know what I mean? There's no doubt about that. But I must stress to you know, it's not going to be decided in one game. It's not going to be decided in our game or away game against Falkirk. I wouldn't decide the game, you know. It's over two legs, and I stress that. It's over two legs, and, you know, and it's what you do over the two games, not the one game. And although the first game through it, Falkirk's going to be an important game, a very important game. It's going to be tight, and we've got to make sure we're up for it. But we get them back here at Rugby Park, you know what I mean? And we're wanting a big crowd back here to shout the boys on. And it's over the two games. It's all what you do in the two games. And I stress that to support as well. It's what we do over the two games. It's not going to be decided over one game. This game's not going to be decided over one game. It's going to go over two games, and we've just got to make sure we're up for the two games and not just the one.
And have you spoke to any of the players? Do you know can you try and work out how they're feeling just now?
No, I've not spoke to any of the players this week at all. You know, I mean, I don't know, they're obviously feeling, they'll be approaching the game. You know, they're professionals, you know, and I'd like to think that they'll be approaching the games in a professional manner, you know what I mean? They've got nothing up there. They'll be totally focused on the games and what they've got to do in hand.
And if, talking hypothetically, if Kilmarnock were to get relegated, you know, next season there's a lot of big teams in the Championship. Can you see Kilmarnock working their way back up if they were to go down?
Well, to be quite honest with you, do you know what I mean? I'm just going to go if, you know, it's a small word with a big meaning, isn't it? If. And I tend more to look, like everybody here is, we look more to the positive side. We'll cross those bridges when you come to, you know, I've not got a crystal ball in front of me to say, can this going to happen? Is that going to happen? All the focus here and everybody at Rugby Park is concerned about is the first game against Falkirk and then the final game against Falkirk this Sunday. We're not looking any further ahead than that. We're just all thinking positive about that, and that's where our focus of attention is at the moment.
And obviously, I've just got one final question for you, Ray. When, in your days as a player, and you did experience the relegation, what kind of feelings do you get after that?
After a relegation?
Yeah.
It's the feelings of extreme low, you know what I mean? Failure, you know, you're extreme low, plus you've been associated with a club that's been relegated, which you don't want on your CV, no matter where you go. You feel for everybody concerned at the football club at the time. You feel for your teammates, you know what I mean? And but above all, you feel for the supporters. You feel for that Kilmarnock support out there. And I had those feelings for them a number of years ago. I know what it was like. I felt so sad for them. I felt I let them down. And I just don't want the players at Kilmarnock now to have those feelings that I had years and years ago. But for every low, there's a high, you know what I mean? And they come out of that, they come out stronger. You know what I mean? I experienced incredible highs here. I experienced the cup win, as you say. I experienced the promotions, you know what I mean? And Kilmarnock, we're a top six club, you know what I mean? There's no doubt about it. We're geared for success here at Kilmarnock. And I just want the players to experience the highs at Kilmarnock. I never want them to experience the lows that some of us here have experienced.